వసుదేవసుతం దేవం కంసచాణూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం నమోస్తుతే వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే ఉదారవిందాయ తపత్ర నేత్ర ఏన త్వయా భారత తైల పూర్ణా ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప నమో నమః. గుడ్ ఆఫ్టర్నూన్, గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ జాయినింగ్. నారాయణం సురగురుం జగదేకనాథం భక్తప్రియం సకలలోక నమస్కృతం చ త్రైగుణ్యవర్జితం అజం విభుం ఆదిమీశం వందే భవగ్నం అమరాసుర సిద్ధవంద్యం. వెల్కమ్ టు ద భగవద్గీత క్లాస్. వి ఆర్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు ద 10th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ విభూతి యోగా. Vibhuti means glory. The glory, like CV, the biodata. There is one autograph, biography and the biography. Biography is told by somebody else regarding somebody. Autobiography, talking about oneself. Lord, here it is an autobiography. Lord is talking about what is his glory. What is his glory? It is an autobiography told by Lord. When you know the vibhuti, greatness of somebody, then automatically your head bows down. In front of that personality, I am insignificant, bhakti happens. Mahatmya jnana. When you have to know about why you have to read the shastras, when you know the greatness, that you, the bhakti naturally happens. Bhakti to come, you should know the greatness. If you think that person also is like me, one among me, there is no devotion. There is no devotion that the love amongst the equals, it is called as sneha. Equals, among the equals, love is called as sneha. Love towards the younger ones is called as vatsalya. Love towards the higher one, it is called as bhakti. Bhakti, to have the bhakti, I should know the greatness. It's a 10th chapter Vibhuti Yoga. Slowly, from the 9th chapter, Bhakti concept was brought about. 10th, why you had to do the 12th chapter is Bhakti Yoga. Slowly, Lord is taking us to the Bhakti Yoga. Mahatmya Jnana. And today is a special day. It is Vatu Savitri Vrata. Savitri, Vata means Ashwatha, the tree. Around the tree, women go around the Ashwatha tree to offer their gratitude to Savitri. Savitri, Satyavan Savitri story comes in Mahabharata, told by in the Vedavyasa himself. It is mentioned in the Mahabharata in Vanaparva. It is talking about Vedavyasa, is talking about the greatness of Draupadi. He mentions about Savitri's story. Savitri's father Ashwapati did not have any children for a long time. He wanted a son, and he did Gayatri Japa. Gayatri Japa, non-stop Gayatri Japa for 12 years. 12 years Gayatri Japa. And Surya Bhagavan appeared in front of him, and he asked what he wanted. He said he wanted a son, but Surya Bhagavan said, no, you will have a daughter. And he did not complain, and since the daughter was born, because he was doing the Savitri, Gayatri, that Savitra, Savita, another name of Surya is called as Savita. Savita means whatever comes out in the earth, it is because of the sun. Savitri, since he was doing the Savitri Upasana, he called his daughter as Savitri. Very beautiful to look at. She very bright, very talented, very beautiful to look at. When she came to the marriage age, the matching person came front to marry her, because they thought they can't match her beauty. It is so beautiful, how to ask? No men wanted to marry her because of her radiance, beauty. So Ashwapati told her, you take the army and go on the pilgrimage around different places and find your own match. So she went out for 6-8 months, 1 year, and after that she came back. At that time when she came back, Narada Rishi was there talking to Ashwapati. And Savitri entered that time. She said, I found a match. Narada said, it is good, but it's not good also. And Ashwapati asked, what happened? It said that the match she found, it's a very person of a noble character, not to worry. But unfortunately, he has one more year to live. His life is one more year, and he will die in 1 year. Then Ashwapati told Savitri not to make a mistake, find a different match, you go on another journey. She said, no, my heart is set on that one, I am marrying. Then Narada said, may good be with you, and Savitri, she knew that what was going to happen. 1 year, husband is going to die, and she was every day that she was counting the days, and Satyavan's father was Dhyumnasena. Dhyumnasena was also a king, but he became a bit blind. His commander-in-chief threw him out and took over the reins. So he ran away to the forest along with Satyavan. They were living like a hermit. And Savitri, a princely lady, she got adapted to the forest life very quickly. Ordinary cloth and ordinary living, ordinary food. She did not complain, and she was counting the days. And 3 days before 1 year, she told her father-in-law that she wants to fast. And father-in-law said, you are still young, no, don't fast. She said, no, I want to fast. And she fasted for the 3 days. On the day of what Narada said, 1 year, on that day, Satyavan, every morning he used to go out to get the firewood. Savitri said, I will also come along with you. And father-in-law, mother-in-law, they said, no, it's a very tough terrain, please stay. She said, no, I want to go. I want to with my husband. I want to go. They thought this Savitri never asked for anything. They said, okay, you go and be careful and be gentle. And they went out half a day, things were as normal. And in the midday time, and Satyavan said he feels a bit tired and he wants to sit down. And he gently sat down. He said, I want to lie down. She put her lap, you put your head here. She knew the time has come. The time has come, she did not panic. That she was not, she did not panic. And at that time, she saw Yama in front of her. And he put the sway over Satyavan, and Satyavan pulled the soul out. Satyavan's face became pale, and ghostly appearance, and lost the luster, and he died, and Yama started moving. And Yama and Savitri left him there and started following him. And started following, and Yama said, this body is Satyavan is dead. Prepare for the next cremation, not to follow. And she followed. The usually your messengers come, you yourself have come. There must be a reason you yourself have come. Yama said, you are very virtuous lady. Satyavan also very virtuous person. That is why I myself came. And Savitri started extolling him. You are called as Dharmaraja. You know you are a very just. You are not partial. You don't regard whether a rich person or a poor person or a pious person or a non-pious. You do the justice. You are a Dharmaraja. I want to follow your path. I want to follow the path of Dharma. And the way in which she was talking, Yama was so pleased. He said, ask for a boon, but not Satyavan's life, anything. The Savitri said, if you are so grateful, please bring back the eyesight to my father-in-law, and may he regain his throne. He regained. Yama said, so be it, and he started moving. Savitri was following. I gave you the boon, why are you still following? She said, when we walk with another noble person for few paces, we become friends. I started liking you. I have followed you for few steps. I can't leave you. I am in love with you. And Yamaya Dharmarajaya Mrityuveta Anchakayacha started extolling. You are such a virtuous person, and always on the dharmic path. He was so happy. He said, okay, I will give you another boon except for Satyavan's, your husband's life. And she said, my father always wanted to have son. And please bless my son, father, to have 100 sons. He said, so be it, and started moving. And Savitri started following. No, I gave you two boons, why are you still following? She said, the world is based on the dharma. World is sustained on dharma. Without dharma, world cannot sustain. You are the one who maintain the order in this world. Without you, if people are not dying, there won't be any dharma. You are so just, world is sustained on dharma. I abide by you, and the way in which you are saying, ask for any boon apart from Satyavan. She said, may I be blessed with 100 children. And then it was a dilemma for him. That to have children means Satyavan has to be alive. And he said, looking at her shrewdness, he said, okay, ask any boon. And she said, I want Satyavan back. He said, so be it. And so be it. And at that time, Savitri's father-in-law and mother-in-law were in the pitch, already midnight. They did not come. Usually they come by, sun used to come by dusk, started panicking. What happened? What happened? What happened? Markandeya Rishi was there. Markandeya, he said, he got his eyesight also back. But panicked. Markandeya Rishi, he said, no untoward incident will happen to one who has always smile on the face. Savitri always has smile on her face. That is the Shubha Lakshana. One who has a smile always on the face, for her nothing wrong can happen. Not to worry. And as he was talking that way, mid of the night, and she came to Satyavan. Satyavan got up and they walked back middle of the night. Middle of the night, and today is the Vatu Savitri. For that, this day, women, they go around Vatavriksha. Vatavriksha means Ashwatha Vriksha. Ashwatha is supposed to leave for long time, and they go around that one as a mark of respect. And Savitri not only brought glory to her parents' house, not only parents but also in-laws, she brought the glory to both families, and the greatness of the women's They make two houses prosper. If their mind is not right, they can destroy both houses. What Savitri has shown, the noble lady, how it's important having the good character for the prosperity of two houses. And Vedavyasa says, because of Draupadi, the Dharmaraja, Arjuna, Nakula and Sahadeva are protected because of Draupadi's virtue. Bhimasena is the incarnation of Vayu, is higher than Draupadi, but other four are sustained because of Draupadi's virtue. He said, like Savitri, she is protecting you all. And that story, it's very apt for today's Vatu Savitri Day. And Vibhuti Yoga, Shri Bhagavanu Vacha, Bhuya Eva Mahabhaho, Shunume Paramam Vachaha, Yatteham Priyamanaya, Vakshyami Hitakamyaya. And last week I touched upon Bhuya. Bhuya means again. I will tell you again, too, in the ninth chapter, whatever Lord has mentioned about the bhakti concept, he has, why bhakti to Lord Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna says, Bhuya, again, it is not a repetition, but it is a reiteration. Reiteration, because it is an important thing. Mahabaho, 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 why it is a Mahabaho? And Shri Krishna addresses Arjuna as a Mahabaho. Maha means Mahat, great shoulder, able to take on the load. Take the load, you have to, you're a good person, noble person, you are able to take. And in the yoga class also, I talk about you. If the good people are not willing to take additional responsibilities, the load will be taken by the wrong hands and world will go further down. Good people must roll up their sleeves and take on additional responsibilities. Not to hide behind, oh, my children, education, my family, my wife, my son, roll up your sleeves. Shri Krishna calls everyone Mahabaho. Mahabaho, you are able to take on. In Purusha Sukta, there is a version of Suhasra. Sahasrabaho, Sahasraksha, Sahasrabaho, Purushaha, Sahasraksha, Sahasrapat. There is a Sahasra Shirsha. Shirsha is replaced by Sahasrabaho. He has thousands of shoulders. It is not we are taking the shoulders. Make a sankalpa, Lord will come and give the, he will carry the load. In the 11th chapter also, talks about the same Purusha Sukta summary. It is comes in the 11th chapter. Aneka bahu udaravaktra netram, aneka bahu, sahasra bahu, o mahabahu. It is actually name of the Lord himself. He has thousands of shoulders. If you think load is too high, think of him as a mahabahu. He will take the load for you. Shri Krishna says, O Mahabahu, shunu me, I will talk about highest of the secrets. I am telling you why, because you are very dear to me. You pay attention. You are not just attending for the sake of attending. I will tell you, hita kamyaya, I am concerned about your welfare. Name vidusuraganaha. Prabhavam na maharshayaha. Ahamadir hi devanam. Maharshinam cha sarvashaha. Name viduhu. Vidu means no. Na means they, nobody knows about my origin. May it be divine beings, nor all the rishis. They do not know my origin. Aham adirhi devanam. I am the origin of all devas. I am the origin of all devas and rishis. Since I am origin of them, they do not know my origin. Yo mama aja anadim cha. Veti loka maheshwaram. Asammuda samartyeshu. Sarva papai pramuchyate. Since you do not know, nobody knows my origin, so what you have to do? Shri Krishna says, being a devotee, at least you know, aham yo mama aja anadim. Know the Lord as anadi. Aja means unborn. You don't know the origin of Lord, at least know him as unborn. He's eternal. Anadi, no beginning. Anadi means beginning. Anadi, no beginning. Yo veti loka maheshwaram. He is the Lord of the whole universe. Know him that no beginning and the most ancient without any beginning. He's the Lord of everything. Asammuda, without getting confused. Martyeshu, and Asammuda, very level-headed person. Though in this world, Sarva Pape, living here in this world, knowing him, the Lord, as Sarva Pape Vimuchyate, get freed from the shackles of all sins. And in the 9th chapter, it is talking about Muda. Muda is the one, they think Lord as one among them. Here it is saying, Asam Muda, no more confused. Knowing the Lord, though when the Lord took the avatara, people thought he was one among them. That is Muda, Sri Krishna says. Asam Muda, not getting confused. Know me as Anadi, Adi, Aja Anadi. No birth and no beginning. And Loka Maheshwaram. Shri Krishna here talks about 20 qualities which has come out from the Lord. Shri Krishna, remember, Buddhi Jnana, Asam Moha, Kshama Satyam, Damashyamaha, Sukham Dukham, Bhavo Abhavo, Bhayam Cha, Abhayameva Cha, Ahimsa, Samata Tushti, Tapodhanam, Yesho Yeshaha, Bhavanti, Bhava, Bhutanam, ಮತ್ತ ಏವ ಕೃತಕ್ ವಿದ. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ದ ರೈಟ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಅಸಂಮೂಢ, ಅಸಂಮೂಢ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ವಿತ್ ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ವಿ ಮೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ಬಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಸ್ ಟು ದ ರೈಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ದೇ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಹೈಲಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್. ದೋ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್. ಸಮ್ ಮೋಹ, ನೋ ಮೋರ್ ರೈಟ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್, ನೋ ಮೋರ್ ಡೆಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಕ್ಷಮ, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಪಾರ್ಡನ್. ಸತ್ಯ, ಸತ್ಯ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಧಮ, ದ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್. ಅವರ್ ಯೋಗ ಆಸನ ಈಸ್ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ ಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಧಮ, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ದ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪೋಸ್ಚರ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಧಮ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಮ, ಶಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿನ್ನರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಅಟೆಂಡ್ ಡು ದ ಶಾಪಿಂಗ್, ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಈಸ್ ರನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ಶಮ, ಶಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೆಂಟಲ್, ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೋಕಸ್ಡ್. ಧಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಮ, ದ ಫಾರ್ ಶಮ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ರೋಲ್, ಫಾರ್ ಧಮ ಆಸನ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ರೋಲ್. ಸುಖಂ, ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಸ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಭಯ, ಭವೋ ಅಭಾವೋ. ಭವ, ಭವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್. ಅಭಾವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿಪ್ಲೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಒನ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ, ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ವೇಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಇಫ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಒನ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್. ಯು ಮೇ ಬಿ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಒನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಸೆಡ್, ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್, ನೋಬಡಿ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಮೀ, ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಭಾವ, ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಒನ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಅಭಾವ. ಭಯಂ, ಭಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಆರ್ ಅಭಯ, ಫಿಯರ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಏ ವಚ, ಅಹಿಂಸಾ, ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆರ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಸಮತ, ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಹೆಡೆಡ್ನೆಸ್. ತುಷ್ಟಿ, ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ತಪೋ, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಡೀಪ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಡೀಪ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್, ಡೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಡೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್, ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಹರ್ಡ್ಲ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್, ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ರೋಡ್ ಹಂಪ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್. ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್. ತಪೋ, ದಾನಂ, ಬಿ ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ನಾನಿಮಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಯು ಟು ಫ್ಲೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಯು. ದಾನಂ, ಐ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್, ಯಶೋ, ಯಶಃ, ಯಶ ದ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಟಚ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಟು ಸಕ್ಸಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ಥಂಬ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಟಚ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಹಿಟ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್. ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಟಚ್, ಆ ಯಶಃ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಫೇಲ್ಯೂರ್. ಯಶಃ, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಭವಂತಿ ಭಾವಭೂತಾನಂ ಪೃಥಕ್ ವಿದ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಮೀ. ಮಹರ್ಷಯ ಸಪ್ತ ಪೂರ್ವೇ ಚತ್ವಾರೋ ಮನವಸ್ತತ ಮದ್ಭಾವ ಮಾನಸ ಜಾತ ಯೇಷಾಂ ಲೋಕ ಇಮಾ ಪ್ರಜಾಃ. ಮಹರ್ಷಯ ಸಪ್ತ ಪೂರ್ವೇ चत्वारो मनवस्तत
मद्भाव
मानसा जाता येषां लोक इमा प्रजाः महर्षय सप्त पूर्वे सप्त ऋषीस् इमां प्रजाः श्रीकृष्ण स्लोली इंट्रोड्यूसिंग हिस् विभूति वि पुट ऑन आफ्टर द यज्ञशेष वि पुट दट भस्म एस ए विभूति यज्ञशेष when it is done on after a havan yajna we put that one, but in a crematorium ash we don't put on to our body, that is called as apavitra. This vibhuti we do the put the after the sacred ceremony we put it on to ourselves as a yajna shesha onto our body because it's so pure. Shri Krishna is slowly introducing his greatness. He is talking about Maharshaya Sapta Maharshi, Sapta Rishi, great rishis of the current time, like Bharadwaja, that Gotra. We, everyone, if you do a Sankalpa, priest will ask, what is the Gotra? What is your Gotra? Is Bharadwaja, Angirasa, Vasishta, Vishwamitra, Gautama Rosha, Gautama, Atri, Angirasa, and Kashyapa Gotra. If you say you don't know, so priest will say Kashyapa Gotra. Mm-hmm. So Kashyapa in the Bhagavatam also comes out, the Diti and Aditi, two wives, Diti and Aditi. Aditi is through her, Dvadasha Aditya came. That is called as Aditi. Aditi, Dvadasha Aditya. 12 Adityas came. That is through Aditi. And Diti, all the Rakshasas came. Rakshasas and Diti and Aditi. Whether divine quality or demonic, everyone came out through Kashyapa Rishi. Kashyapa, if you don't know your Gotra, they'll say it's a Kashyapa Gotra. And Sapta Rishi, Sapta Rishi, Purve Chatvaro, four eternal the Brahmacharis always looked 5-year-old, so radiant, so resplendent. They had free entry to Vaikuntha also. They are the Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara, the four, the eternal Brahmacharis, eternal boys, Chatvaro, Manavastata, they are born through himself. That Manu, it's a Manavastata, the 14 Manus are there. 14 Manus, they are the rulers. They take turns. I talked about Brahma's one life span, 31,104,000 followed by 10 zeros. It is very hard to remember how, if you divide by, it is everyone lives for 100 years and divide that one by 100 years, divide by 360 days, divide by the 24 hours, divide by 60 minutes, divide by 60 seconds. So, Brahma's 1 second is equivalent to human 100,000 years. It's a calculation. His 1 second is human 100,000. So, in his daytime, 300 million years, each Manu's is a daytime, 12 hours of Brahma, 12 hours of his Brahma, it's taken over by 14 Manus. They take, now the present Manu is the Vaivasvatara Manvantare. And in the Sankalpa also we say, Vivasvan Manave Praha. Shri Krishna talks about the Manu. Sun has taught this one to Manu. this Vaivasvatara Manvantara. And in Bhagavatam, it is talking about earlier Manu's story also, Vivasvan. 30 crore, 300 million years. After that, another Manu will take over. In Brahma's 12 hours, it's a day for Indra. For every 12 hours, one Indra will change. Indra will change. And after that, Brahma's night time. After that, it is Brahma's night time and Brahma's day time. And the soul, why the night time is required, like our night time, why we want to go to sleep? We are so busy in the daytime, we want to take rest. So, Brahma's night time, why he is taking a break? These jivas, souls, going through so many bodies, so many species, they are exhausted. They need a break. Let them relax. And so in this night time, the all souls take a break. Come it's daytime, they'll come back into action. Jivas at the night time also, they won't die. The Hanuman Tattva, Vayu Tattva, keeps the jivas intact. Jivas makes, we are breathing in the daytime, in the night time also we breathe. The souls, even in the night time of Brahma, they keep breathing because of the prana tattva. Prana tattva, because the jiva's business is not yet over. And prana tattva, and when Brahma finishes 100 years, then the cycle is done. We are on a recycling. Recycled, we are recycled again, and this time I'm in Australia, and the next time maybe in Africa, next time maybe underground in other terrain, and various species we are going here and there. Sri Krishna talks about Madhava Manasa Jata. These are born, the Manus or Sapta Rishis or Brahmacharis, eternal Brahmacharis are born through my mind. Through my mind thinking, all four of they are born. When you know the greatness, how Brahma's lifespan, Sri Krishna says, they are born out of me. So, slowly he is introducing his greatness. Yetam vibhutim yogancha mamayo veti tattvatah sovikampena yogena yujyate natra samshayah. Yetam vibhutim yogancha mama yo veti tattvatah sovikampena yogena yujyate natra samshayah. This greatness, when I mentioned Mahatmya Jnana, we are finite, smaller compared to Manu's lifespan, compared to Saptarishi's lifespan. Each Manu time, Saptarishis are there. Compared to Saptarishi's lifespan, we are insignificant. Our residence time is insignificant. Manu's, we are even smaller. Compared to Brahma, we are Sanata, Sanakana, Sanandana, we are still smaller. Compared to Brahma, we are negligible. Lord is beyond that one. One who understands the greatness of the Lord, yogancha, vibhutim yogancha, vibhuti yoga, greatness of the Lord, maya mama yo veti tattvataham. I don't know his origin, at least I know I am nothing. I am nothing in front of the Lord. No point in being too haughty, too arrogant of my small success, small extra bank balance, dollar extra in the bank, to property, not to be arrogant. You are nothing, you are just a washout. Understand that one, greatness of that one. So vikampena, not to getting distracted again in the bhakti yoga. I am surrendered, no more distraction. One who is connected with me, yujyate, get connected with me this way, yujyate, always connected with me, natra samshayaha, that person won't go away. That person is always connected with me. That person may be born again and again, but the line of thought in that person never get changed when the next birth comes. You connected, but for others, not connected. Today's fashion, I want that one. In the next life, another thing. After that, why some people right from childhood, they are so connected with the divinity, so connected with yoga. It is not one life's making. Something behind. It is so vikampena yogena. Shri Krishna says, vikampana. Mind is set. It is a carry forward from the previous one. Yujyate, always connected. Natra samshayaha. Without, why you have to do the sadhana now? Shri Krishna says, when you are established, change of life, change of bodies, your line of thought won't change. You will be connected with me all the time. Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Matta.
Matta.
Sarvam pravartate.
Sarvam pravartate.
Iti matva.
Iti matva.
Vajante mam.
Vajante mam.
Buddha.
Buddha.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Samanvitaha.
Samanvitaha.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Matta sarvam pravartate.
Matta sarvam pravartate.
Iti matva bhajante mam.
Iti matva bhajante mam.
Buddha bhava samanvitaha.
Buddha bhava samanvitaha.
Buddha, Buddha means buddhiman. Earlier in the fourth shloka, Shri Krishna talked about buddhirjnana asammoha. Buddhi. Buddhi, a Buddha, one is enlightened. Buddha, Buddha, Samanvita. They think about that one this way. Buddha, Bhava Samanvitaha. They worship me alone. Aham Sarvasya, the wise, knows that one. Lord, whatever is created, whatever comes in your life, and what did not come also, it is because of him, not to keep on blaming others. And whatever come to your life, aham sarvasya prabhavo, whatever is come to you or you also, whatever you see, it comes from the Lord itself. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything comes out in the world is because of the Lord. Iti matva, having known, whatever in the previous chapter it is talked about, yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yajjuhoshi, dadasi yatam. Here it says, iti matva bhajantim, whatever comes to you, it is from the Lord itself. Iti matva, having known this way, worships the Lord alone. Whatever good time or bad time, it's the Lord itself. Matva, whatever it comes, it is because of the Lord. Buddha, bhava samanvitaha, mind is established on me alone. That having known my greatness, the wise always resides in me. Resides in me. Machitta,
machitta,
madgata prana,
madgata prana.
Bodhayanta,
bodhayanta,
parasparam,
parasparam,
katayantascha,
katayantascha,
mam nityam,
mam nityam,
tushyanti,
tushyanti,
cha,
cha,
ramanti cha,
ramanti cha,
machitta madgata prana,
machitta madgata prana,
बोधयन्तः परस्परम्
बोधयन्तः परस्परम्
कथयन्तश्च माम् नित्यम्
कथयन्तश्च माम् नित्यम्
तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च
तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च
टुमोरोस् थीम् इस् तुष्यन्ति एण्ड् इट् इस् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् हौ वन् केन् फैण्ड् हेपिनेस् इन् लैफ् हेपिनेस् सूत्र मच्चित्ता keeping Buddha Samanvitaha, it is the mind is established on the highest, the Supreme Lord. Shri Krishna says, devotee's mind is always established on me. Machitta, their mind is established on me. Madgata, they live for me. All prana, their energy is not dissipated energy, all pranas, all energy, or they're putting in started intense yoga. Why our energy is getting dissipated? When the energy is getting dissipated, it is not reaching anywhere. We are so busy, but the pot has so many holes, and I can't drink. It is dripping from everywhere. I can't satisfy myself. My energy, I'm morning till evening, I'm so busy. So busy, but energy is dissipating everywhere. Intense yoga, so that you're not dissipating everywhere. One pointed. So, the machita madgatha prana, you make inroads in your life. Now, I am not making any inroads. So, I am so busy, I am not making any inroads because there is no intensity in my life. There is no intensity of prana. My energy is getting squandered. That machitta madgatha prana, have intensity in your life. There is no intensity. You want to be seen everywhere, there is no intensity. Just intent is there. Yes, I want to come to Victorian Parliament. Then what happened? No, I am going somewhere. Intent is there, intensity is not there. You have to have intensity to achieve anything in your life. If you want to make inroads in your life, what we lack? Everyone is busy. Ask anyone, they say, I'm so busy, I don't have time. But it's saying that your prana is getting dissipated. There's intent alone is not, being busy is not enough. You have to have intensity. Intensity, machita madgatha prana. Your prana is full on me. Your intensity, bodhayanta. When the intensity is there, you have to make others also, others' life also, you have to bring intensity. Intensity, bodhayanta parasparam. Talk about the good things. Not in the WhatsApp, so many useless message, negative messages comes. If anything negative and useless, not to forward to anyone. However, not to forward the negative, talk about only the good things you spread. Not to be an instrument in spreading, making others' life, make others agitated, disturbed. Only transfer only the good things. Make it a habit, any negative, not to forward. However, it is that one, and talk about only the bodhayanta, inspire others. Wake up, and I talked about International Day of Yoga. I asked you to bring at least 10 people. Talk about the importance. Instead of talking about irrelevant things, it is no value for you and no value for others. Things can make a difference to their life. Bodhayanta, inspire, motivate others. Bodhayanta parasparam, wake up the community. Like Nagendra is waking up his friends, like Bodhayanta, wake up the community. People are in slumber. They think they are awake, you are still in asleep. Shri Krishna says, wake up others to the higher possibilities. Talk about the good things. Bodhayanta parasparam. You say you have so many friends. If the friends are not interested in higher possibility, why you resort onto them? they are not interested in higher possibility, so you move on. You move on, look out for someone who is interested in higher possibilities in life. Bodhayanta parasparam. Wake up, others. Katayantascha mam nityam. Talk about me, Sri Krishna says. Talk about my greatness. Talk about whatever you heard about Bhagavad Gita. What about like Apratim? He recorded what he learnt about Patram Pushpam. Talk about he spoke in the school also. Whatever you understand, talk about the greatness of Lord. There are so many. Be proud of what you are learning. Katayantascha mam nityam. Always talk about the higher things. Mam nityam. Katayantascha. Talk about me nityam. Not occasionally. Always talk about nityam. For that person, tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That person is always tushyanti, tushar. Tushar means happiness. Always happy, ramanti cha, revels within. Always revels, always happy and revels within. Sri Krishna says, happiness sutra. What is the happiness sutra? I repeat again. Machitta madgata prana. Bodhayantaparasparam. Katayantascha mam nityam. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Tesham.
Satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam.
Priti purvakam.
Dadami.
Buddhiyogam tam.
Yena.
Mama.
Upayantite. And I repeat again. Tesham satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam priti purvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Yena mamupayantite.
Machitta, Sri Krishna says, always thinking about him. Madgata, its intensity is there. Bodhayanta, talking about that one, discussing about that one. And Chaitanya and Nagendra, they say, they always discuss about yoga. How to discuss Bodhayanta. I did that one, what can be done, how it can be improved. They're talking about that one, again, talking again, enlightening each other. Katayantascha mam nityam. Talking about the higher possibility. One who is does that one, Sri Krishna says, for that person, satata yuktanam. Always looking out for improvement. Continuous improvement in, they talk about in organization also, continuous improvement. One who is continuously thinking about how to improve myself. How to bring out the better version of myself. How to bring out a better version of myself. I am not happy with my version. I want to be a better version. Tesham satata yuktanam. Always thinking about improving, self-improvement. Bhajatam, thinking about Lord Sri Krishna, not out of fear. If I don't do, and other religion talk about God in the heaven is very cruel. If you don't listen, he will kill you. Not that one. Bhajatam, out of love. Lord is an embodiment of love, not to be scared. The Lord not to be scared of him, and if I don't do, and I may go to the hell or heaven, not to be scared. The bhakti means out of love, not out of fear. Preeti purvakam. You are thinking of the Lord with out of love. One who is thinking of me as out of love, like Nagendra, when he came from Muktinath, he was skeptical of having saligrama at home. I told him to have it. And he got the saligrama also. and when he came and somebody mentioned you had to observe so many rules, so many procedure, your puja and regular, Nagendra said he doesn't know any mantra. I said, your mantra is not a priority, your love towards the Lord is important. And not your elaborate mantra. Mantra, it will come later. What is Lord is asking? Preeti Purvakam. Your offering. Offer one tulsi. Patram pushpam palam toyam. And abhisheka with a few spoons of water. Some one fruit nevedya. And one mantra. If I don't know any mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And say that one. I don't know any mantra. Please, you know I don't know any mantra. Please, pardon. And Preeti Purvakam. Talk to your Ishta Devata like your friend. And he is not that I will shun you. You don't know anything. You haven't learnt anything. He likes us more than we love. All is required is Preeti. I love. He knows that you don't know. You need not have to tell him. You don't know what you know, what you don't know, he knows. You do, Preeti Purvakam, offer whatever. Shri Krishna says, even a spoon of water, patram, one the tulsi, pushpa, one flower, pala, one fruit, or spoon of water. Whatever you offer with love, I take it in all hands. I take it in hands, what is required for a quality of a devotee is Preeti, not to blame this, what a tragedy I went with Muktinath, they gave me a saligram, what a headache I had to do, and this also I am already busy, this also another has come, and what a karma, not that one, whatever you have, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and you do with love. Not to blame, it is out of compulsion. You are not doing anything out of compulsion. Lord is not like a toll gate collector, not a collection. Whatever you do, yat karoshi yadashnashi yajjuhoshi dadasiyate yatapashyasi kaunteya. Whatever you do, whatever you are, if you are running short of time, you have to rush for that one. In the 2 minutes, you can finish that one, and when you come back, you can finish off. And not out of compulsion, what is required is, you talk to him. Every day, talk to him. Every day, like, talk to him like a friend. He's there within, talk to him. Dadami, for that person, Sri Krishna says, Buddhi Yogam. I give that person a Buddhi. Buddhi and is in the iti aham sarvasya prabhavo ita mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Knower, how to know? Sri Krishna says when the bhakti is there, he will bring you the knowledge also. When the devotion is there, somebody in your life will come, they will enlighten you with the knowledge. Buddha, I will give you the knowledge. The what prime requirement to please the Lord is the love, bhakti. And dadami buddhi yogam tam, I will give them a buddhi yoga. Yena mamu upayanti te. When the knowledge is there, devotion is there, when they are established in me, the line of thoughts are not disturbed, changing the bodies, and they will come to me. But this is the promise Sri Krishna has done. It's a time up. We have done repeat after shlokam. A shlokam from the 7. Yetam vibhutim.
Yetam vibhutim.
Yogancha.
Yogancha.
Amayo veti tatvataha.
Amayo veti tatvataha.
Repeat again. Yetam vibhutim yogancha.
Yetam vibhutim yogancha.
ಮಮ ಯೋ ವೇತಿ ತತ್ವತಃ ಸೋವಿಕಂಪೇನ ಯೋಗೇನ ಯುಜ್ಯತೇ ನಾತ್ರ ಸಂಶಯಃ ಅಹಂ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭವೋ ಮತ್ತಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ ಇತಿ ಮತ್ವಾ ಭಜಂತೆ ಮಾಂ ಬುಧ ಭಾವಃ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ ಮಚ್ಚಿತ್ತ ಮದ್ಗತ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಬೋಧಯಂತಃ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಕಥಯಂತಶ್ಚ ಮಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ತುಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಚ ರಮಂತಿ ಚ ತೇಷಾಂ ಸತತಯುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಭಜತಾಂ ಪ್ರೀತಿಪೂರ್ವಕಂ ದದಾಮಿ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಂತಂ ಯೇನ ಮಾಮೋಪಯಾಂತಿ ತೇ ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ